Carbonly Conversation.
Quick question. Is this the podcast? Are we doing the podcast right now?
Cleaned up mostly okay, but I don't know. Hey, everyone. We're back.
We're back. We want to do a little cheers to the camera.
And this is the episode where Chad tries not to say Monster Energy Drink, Rockstar, and there was the other one that I was like, but now it's like Liquid Death. Like, so let's just cut to the chase, Shane.
Yeah.
The hell is Liquid Death, and why is it so metal? Like, look at this.
Yeah,
it's just, I don't know.
It's crazy. And then they've got all kinds of little couple hidden messages on the cans. I don't know if you've fully read through the can or not, but
the first sentence I'm reading right now is this infinitely. I can't even say it right now. I'm so tired. Infinitely recyclable can of stone cold sparkling water clawed its way from deep inside the earth to murder your thirst.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, marketing geniuses on this, but first we'll start with, you live in New York City, and you said you kind of went on a little journey to find a can of it.
Yeah. And we'll even back up. Why the hell are we even talking about Liquid Death, Shane? Maybe our listeners would really care. Like, we're just jumping right into this because it's technically Friday. We don't record on a Friday usually, so we're hyped. I think hyped is a good word. I shared an article with you about Liquid Death.
Mm-hmm.
And was your initial response similar to ones that I had? Like, I didn't realize Liquid Death was canned water.
So I used to not know. I would say it's probably been about 8 months to a year now that I've known that it is canned water. But just like you, prior to that, I thought it was just another energy drink, which I'm not an energy drink type of guy. I don't even drink coffee. So it never really sparked any interest for me to try it out, you know? And then slowly I started seeing different, I want to say like the main person that I saw with it is like Wiz Khalifa, like on Instagram. I feel like this is like almost the only water that he drinks. It's definitely popular with the cooler, younger crowd. But which I think there's several reasons for that we can get to eventually in the conversation. But I know you more recently just figured out that it's canned water.
Yeah, I was in the same camp, shocked to learn that it isn't everything I presumed in my biases thought it would be based off of the can, the marketing, who I saw drinking it and carrying it around. I mean, filled with tons of biases. And what really engaged me in finding that out, I was like blown away. It was like, oh, that's crazy. Like, it's just water. Or I know they do some iced teas and other stuff.
They've got some teas and different sparkling water flavors. Yep.
But then what was it, like a week ago I sent you that, so The Atlantic posted an article called, Of Course America Fell for Liquid Death, How is a company that sells canned water worth $1.4 billion? And this was March 14th, right? So about a week ago. And that's where I was reading that article and I'm like, well, wait a minute. Like, yes, it's a whole bunch of things, but they're all about like, what does it say? Average aluminum can contains 70% recycled material. Average plastic bottle contains only 3%. And I'll get it pulled up accurately, but like their mission statement is to murder plastic water bottles.
Yeah. They also have on the can hashtag death to plastic.
Yeah.
And it says that they donate a portion of profits from every can sold to help kill plastic pollution.
Yeah.
So we can delve into that. I didn't really look too much into that. That can probably be another conversation for a different episode later on. But
yeah, I feel like we'll want to probe our instincts around liquid death.
But yeah.
Yeah. Back to the original question. It was like my little journey. So here I am in New York. And knowing this is a big brand, I seem to see it in a lot of different places. I just presumed I would be able to pick it up on the way back from the transit station or at the local bodega corner or at the, and I looked in three places. I was, of all things, in New Jersey today over near Journal Square. And I rode the path, and it's a major hub. And there's a 24/7 like convenience store bodega there. It had all the pizzas, the bagels, the interesting people waiting to get that you would find in a 24/7 bodega in a transit station.
Yeah.
And tons and tons of cooler. And I could have bought 24-ounce cans of Modelo, Miller Lite. I even think there's Labatt's beer, like in big cans there, and a bunch of other things, but I couldn't find Liquid Death there. And I was like, well, that's confusing. And then when I got back to Manhattan, stopped at a bodega. Didn't have it. Stopped at a little corner station, the station on the side of the corner of 14th and 8th. He didn't have it. He's just looking at me like, what the hell are you talking about, Liquid Death? I was like, he didn't even know what it was. And I went to, want to make sure, not Rite Aid, because Rite Aids are closed. Dwayne Reed.
Dwayne Reed,
Reed had sparkling and regular, but that's it. And I was like, okay. And you asked me how much it costs. I have no idea. But you said you were looking at what, the grocery store in Columbus?
Yeah. So I went to Kroger yesterday, and they only had the six packs. And I believe the six pack was $15, I want to say, which you don't even pay that for beer. I mean, they are tall cans, but even a pretty good, decent beer isn't $15 for a six pack.
In New York.
Well, yeah, that's true.
It's like $22.
Yeah, here I would say in Columbus, a good six pack of a IPA would probably run you $12 to $15, I guess. But so I stopped at a market here in my neighborhood that I was pretty sure I had seen it in there before, and they did. Mm-hmm. They had the same. They had the Mountain Water and the seltzer or the seltzer water. Or that's what it said, the seltzer water. Yeah.
Sparkling water.
Carbonated
artesian water. Yeah.
And
they call yours mountain water. Is that the white
can? This one is mountain water, which I kind of did a little research on that. And, but we can get to that too. But basically, each can was, I want to say $3.50. You know, so. But like I said, they are 19.2 fluid ounces. I would say for a decent bottled water, you're going to pay, you know, at least $3 for, or, yeah, you know, close to it.
Evian, or the, what's the, oh my God, the square bottles, plastic ones that are tall. Fiji water.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are $4.99 and above a lot of times.
Yep.
I just pulled up my debit card app and it was $3.99.
Okay. So, you know, 50 cents or so more there in New York City. And then you guys also pay, I don't know if is for the single deposit. Cans, do you pay that extra?
Yeah, I think so. I'm sure I did because
okay.
I do. But I can get it back, a whole nickel.
But the article was great. Like it really covered kind of, cause you know, I mean, for a company that started off at least only selling water, canned water. Now they have different items you can buy as far as like merch and dog toys and you name it on their website. But I would assume most of the money still comes from the beverage itself. It's kind of crazy because it's like, you know, these larger companies already kind of control the bottled water area. So, I mean, of course, if a company was to grow this fast into that amount of money, there has to be some genius marketing behind it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like... Yeah, here we go. So liquid death isn't just an excuse for marketing. This is from the Lancet article. Metal cans probably do beat plastic bottles, environmentally speaking, but both are much worse than just drinking tap water. Here's why I like this line. You can nurse a can of liquid death at a party, and most people will probably mistake it for a beer. And it's like, I sent this article to like half a dozen people, and every one of them like, wait a minute, that's canned water? And I think, did you send me a TikTok video or Instagram reel?
I looked at their Instagram last night. They've got just some ridiculous stuff on there, which just kind of showed more of their marketing style even more. Mm-hmm. But I think, yeah, going back to that, like everyone has had their stage in life, you know, may have been as a teenager, may have been as legal drinking age, but everyone's had that stage in life where you went to the store and you got like the tall boy cans of whatever, you know, nasty beer that you used to drink. You know what I mean? Looking at this, it does kind of look like that. And I could see it as a substitute and a non-alcoholic substitute for some people. Like for the look of it, you know?
Yeah. I also, you just saying that made me wonder how many people buy it thinking it is something
else.
I wonder if there's a whole, like, that's something I want to go down the rabbit hole and see. And I think,
and then they return it. Like, I drank it and it was just water.
Nothing. And I think what wowed us into this article and got us like, this is a topic we want to have a conversation around, is like the company CEO, Mike Cesario, has acknowledged that water is mostly beside the point. He worked in advertising for years before realizing that if he was ever going to get to make the kinds of ads he wanted to make, he'd have to create his own product first. Mm-hmm. Quote, if you have a valuable brand, he told Bloomberg this week, it means that people have a reason to care about you beyond the small functional difference between liquid death water and any other company's water, which I just find fascinating because this guy is like, in my mind, he's just, I want to have a branding company. I want to have marketing. I want to, like, you know, you look at these cans and the each product, the whether it's TikTok, Instagram reels, and the crazy things that they're doing to have kind of feel like follow your passion, have fun, has such like an impact. And water's kind of beside the point, but at the same time, wrapped up in all that is things that we already said, like, you know, their death to plastic, like their mission is to reduce and get rid of the amount of plastic, which is in that, you know, especially from water bottles. How many water bottles are you guilty of, Shane? Plastic water bottles of what single use of using in your life? And how many am I guilty of? I don't even want to know.
Me neither.
It's sad. It's way too many. And you go to any convention, fair, like you name it, there's just a gazillion, right? A gazillion, gazillion. And aluminum cans, like, yeah, they need to get produced and filled with water. Should just carry our big, dumb cups, those Stanley water bottle cups that have, like, 200 gallons in and just drink from the tap. But I think it's why it really resonates from a Carbonly Conversations point of view for me, and I'd love to get your take on this too, Shane, is the, like, it shows how much marketing and branding can actually do to help change things. Is it? I don't know. But like, it clearly has got everyone's attention, you know, $1.4 billion evaluation of attention as well. So what is it working? Could it work? Is there other topics like that? You know, so I don't know. Did you have that type of reaction to this?
I did. I mean, one thing that popped in my mind is like, why haven't, and we were speaking the other day, and why haven't some of these larger brands, they obviously see like, man, this company grew this fast. Why aren't they starting to maybe use canned water, like bottle, you know, have their products in cans. Even if they still sell plastic bottles, like have an option for people. And then another thing that popped in my head was, Just a couple weeks ago, I was at a friend's house for like a birthday party, and like people were just talking about how they stopped recycling their plastic bottles because they just they hear and read too much about how it really doesn't do anything,
and well, people don't actually. You can put them in the bin, and the municipalities can pick them up. But what, I don't know, 3%, 8% of all plastic gets actually recycled.
Yeah. You know? Yep.
Like, to be fair, plastic water bottles are the type of plastic that's easier to recycle and reuse.
Right.
And they've gotten better at reducing the amount of plastic that's in plastic water bottles. So it's like, how thin is this? And it's still durable. Pretty amazing technology. Just killer. You know, liquid death killer for the planet.
Yeah, that and just thinking about all of the microplastics that you're consuming, you know, just living on Earth. So that just adds to it. And then just kind of looking some things up. So aluminum cans are, for a fact, more recyclable. Like, that's not like a myth or anything like that. Like, that's factual. Mm-hmm. And then they're also, their lightweight helps reduce like transportation emissions as well. So like they're a little bit lighter than the plastic. So that's another kind of addition to them being more carbonly.
Yeah. If they're all smashed, you can carry more on a truck than you would the plastic. Yeah. I didn't actually know that. That's very interesting.
And I personally, like we've spoken a lot about trying to clean out things a little bit, not leave too much thing like fluid or food or whatever it is that you have in that plastic container or bottle. And me personally, just thinking about it, a can, when I open a can of something, I find myself always like drinking all of it because it's like you can't reclose it. But like a bottle, I think sometimes the fact that you can just close it, sit it somewhere.
Sure.
It just kind of adds to like maybe not finishing the bottle as much, but could just be me.
Yeah. Good points though. Like quality points.
Yeah.
I think I'm just enamored with, I think that's the correct way I feel, or the best way to describe how I'm actually feeling is I'm very enamored with this. It's like it's the more I click on and read about it, the more interesting it becomes. And it's been a while for me, at least, that I found something new that was right in front of my face. And the more I clicked on it, the more interesting it became. Right.
Yep.
And yeah, it aligns with all this. Right. So this is some good stuff. I mean, just practicality, like, I guess I carry a reusable water bottle with me wherever I go, right? They're made of stainless steel. I try not to get the aluminum ones. Very rarely have the plastic ones. So I can't imagine like buying a bunch of these, but maybe the next, like, we occasionally have like parties where a bunch of friends come over and drink with wine, chit chat. Maybe that will be the addition to the wine. We'll just have a whole pile of these things and see what people say and do.
Yeah. That's a good idea. Yeah. That's a good idea. I'm the same way. Like, I usually carry my own, you know, water bottle. So I'm big, you know, I'm okay with drinking faucet water. You know what I mean? Some people aren't. So I rarely buy bottled water. Like, when I do, it's in situations where, like, you know, I'm on the road. I forgot my water bottle, things like that. But I can see so being that it is a rare occasion for me, I could see myself purchasing Liquid Death more whenever I'm in that scenario and the store has it, you know?
Definitely like choosing it and selecting it versus like avoiding it because I thought it was something it wasn't.
Yeah. And I pulled up their website. So like I said before, on their can, they have the hashtag death to plastic campaign going. Okay. So on their website, they have a tab for that campaign. And just some quick things that they say is like plastic is not technically recyclable anymore because it's no longer profitable to recycle. So they say that most recycling facilities simply just send the plastic to landfills because they would go out of business trying to recycle it, which makes sense. I mean, don't take this as fact or anything like that. I'm just simply reading off of their website. And then it also a scary kind of something scary is if plastic pollution isn't curbed, plastic will outweigh fish in the ocean by the year 2050.
Not cool.
People. Not cool at all.
Not cool.
And then they've got a picture of like, yeah, these like turtle stuffed animals with like straws stuffed in their nose.
Yeah. Like the horrible pictures we've seen.
Right.
With real animals, they've made stuffed animal versions.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and they say, you know, their cans are infinitely recyclable. So,
nailed it on that word, infinitely.
Yeah.
Say it there. And to like kind of like add some of the icing on the liquid death cake. So the CEO is like, they have a manifesto, right? We're just a funny beverage company who hates corporate marketing as much as you do. It reads, our evil mission is to make people laugh and get more of them to drink healthy beverages more often, all while helping to kill plastic pollution. Like, gimmicky, yes, but
yeah,
they put their money where their mouth is, and they have a lot of, they have $1.4 billion where that mouth is,
yep,
trying to kill plastic and help us drink cleaner, healthier beverages. It does make me wonder, like, where are they getting their water from? Is it filtered?
Yeah, I looked that up.
Did you look that up?
Yeah. So I guess originally the water was from the Austrian Alps.
Okay.
So that's, this was around 20, and this is Wikipedia. So like I said, don't take this as factual, but, and I just saw some Reddit things that said that they switched to a bottling facility in Virginia. So now it's coming from like agricultural land somewhere in Virginia, possibly. We'd have to get the real answers from Liquid Death themselves, but that's always a big question of mine whenever I do buy some bottled water.
So check your can. See if yours says the same thing mine says. Bottled at source, Blaine County, Virginia.
Yep.
What you're saying.
Okay, yep.
Bottled for Liquid Death Mountain Water. That's an LA company. And it says for water quality and info, there's a phone number, 888-980-4760, or visit us at liquiddeath.gov.
Okay, yep. Yep.
Yeah. Blaine County.
Hey, I mean, tastes good to me, like, you know, so.
Is the can lined, or is it just aluminum? Does that, like, sometimes aluminum cans have, like, that blue liner or something in it?
That I'm not sure of.
I guess they don't, but.
Yeah, I wouldn't assume they do, but I can't really tell. I also like, I prefer, even when it comes to beer, I prefer a canned beer over like a bottled beer, to be honest. I feel like the can just has it, even with like soda too. Like, I feel like a canned soda just seems fresher and stays colder, you know?
Spoken like a sponsor of the Aluminum Council.
Yeah. So I was thinking, like, I'm messing around in Canva right now trying to create a Carbonly stamp, right? To where we can start something where we start giving different, maybe an episode a month we'll highlight a company and we'll give them that Carbonly like stamp of approval.
Sure.
Do we give it to Liquid Death? Is it too early? Do we need to learn more about their business practices? Well, you know what I mean?
I think you just created a cliffhanger, Shane.
Yeah.
Like, more to come.
More to come.
I think it's too early, but maybe they're number one. First one.
Yeah, maybe they'll be the first one.
We'll send them a plaque and see what they do with it.
They throw it away.
Or not. Maybe we'll make it out of plastic bottles.
Yeah, we'll just make it out of a bunch of Liquid Death cans. That'd be kind of cool, actually. But, yeah, we'll need to do some more research because, you know, it's not just about the cans being recyclable. There's a lot of things that go into a company being Carbonly. So
I mean, spoken like a true carbonary warrior. Like, a lot of stages and steps. Like, maybe they're offsetting their carbon. Maybe they're not. Maybe they have great employee programs and engagement. Maybe they don't. I don't know. Good questions. I think it's a good place to, like, cliffhang. We'll look with death our cliffhanger. That probably doesn't make any sense to anyone but us. But, I mean, we are just walking brand opponents here.
Hey.
Maybe we'll get free t-shirts when we tag them.
That'd be cool.
Or made out of plastic bottles.
Free cases
of water. A coupon for a can of liquid death.
Yeah.
Okay, Shane, look at us go. What a great topic. I'm still excited because there's so much more to know and learn about this.
Yep. So hope you guys enjoyed this. Let us know if you've tried Liquid Death, what your favorite flavor is. They've got all kinds of murderous different names of flavors. So
how are you helping murder and help us get to the end of plastic?
Yep. Ask yourself every day.
Yeah, ask yourself. Yeah. Great. Have a good night, Shane. Have a carbonly weekend.
You too.